Thank you. अतीव
जय कृष्ण भारत परमहंस पर्यटकाचार्य स्वरूप स्थान देशी भक्तजन स्वामी प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव All glory to the assembled devotees, all glory to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 17, Text 32. Tvam vartamanam naradevadeshu.
Tvam vartamanam naradevadeshu.
Anu pravrito yam adharma puga.
Anu pravrito yam adharma puga.
Loho nritam chauram anaryam amo. Chishtacha maya kalahascharamma.
Chishtacha maya kalahascharamma.
Vartamanam naradevadeshu.
Vartamanam naradevadeshu.
Anupravrito yam adharma puga.
Anupravrito yam adharma puga.
Opo nritam charyam anaryam amo. Shadamma
Jeshatamaya Kalashadamma
Vartamanam Naradevadeshu.
Vartamanam Naradevadeshu.
Anupravrito yam adharma puga.
Anupravrito yam adharma puga.
Loko artam charyam anaryam amo. Chamaya kalahascharamma.
Chamaya kalahascharamma.
Samvartamanam naradevadeshu.
Samvartamanam naradevadeshu.
Anupravrito yam
adharma puga. Is allowed to act as a man god or an executive head. If the personality if the personality of Kali, irreligion, is allowed to act as a man god or an executive head, certainly irreligious principles like greed, falsehood, robbery, incivility, treachery, misfortune, cheating, quarrel, and vanity will abound. Purport? The principles of religion, namely austerity, cleanliness, mercy, and truthfulness, as we have already discussed, may be followed by the follower of any faith. There is no need to turn from Hindus to Mohammedan, to Christian, or some other faith, and thus become a renegade and not follow the principles of religion. The Bhagavatam religion urges following the principles of religion. The principles of religion are not the dogmas or regulative principles of a certain faith. Such regulative principles may be different in terms of time and place from sort. One has to see whether the aims of religion have been achieved. Sticking to the dogmas and formulas without attaining the real principles is not. A secular state may be impartial to any particular type of faith, but a state cannot be indifferent to the principles of religion, as above mentioned. But in the age of Kali, the executive heads of state will be indifferent to such religious principles, and therefore, under their patronage, the opponents of religious principles such as greed, falsehood, cheating, and pilfering, will naturally follow. And so there will be no meaning to propaganda crime to stop corruption in the state. Om Gyana Chirman Siya Ginanjana Shalakaya Sakshin Yitanya Dasmai Shikrasi Mo Vishapadaya Krishna Pishkaya Vipuru Shimati Sakshin Padasya Sakshin Bhavinam Sande Vintan Dari Bhakti Granta Nathana Bhakti Gendra Mohavishya Padaya Krishna Sistaya Vipuru Shimati Bhakti Padaya Nathana Sistaya Sati Gesi Karavana Bhakti Evasita Srinivadi Bhakti Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Siddhita Gadadha Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This verse is saying that if Kali were to become king, then all sorts of a dharma would take place. And the word significantly used here is Naradeva. Naradeva means a devaki or a man god, as stated here. It's a special position within the Varnashram system. And Kali is trying to usurp this position. So Naradeva, it stated that the kings during the Varnashram system were empowered by the Lord with potencies from Agni, Vayu, Indra, Soma, Varuna, Kubera, Chandra, and Surya. All these principal demigods, the potency from them, some of their potency were taken and given to the king. And so he becomes very powerful, stated very radiant, supremely powerful. And even a child king should not be despised. That's why in the ancient times, even great importance was given to a child, an infant king, because of this special potency endowed by the Lord. In this way, the king is able to execute dharma properly, because the importance of the human life is to go back to Godhead. And it's essential that we all follow dharmic principles. With a weak king or a demonic king, the opposite usually happens. But maybe I'll speak a little more about the king itself, and then we'll talk about the adharmic kings, and then we'll speak about the religious principles that Srila Prabhupada have explained nicely in the purport. So the adharmic king, he is empowered to chastise and reward the citizens. If there is some flaw in society, some mishap, he has to take immediate action. And so that, otherwise it's stated that the weak, the strong, will take advantage of the weak, like fish in a pond, or like the shark in the ocean. The shark in the ocean just eats all the smaller fishes. And so the king's duty is to see that this does not happen. And it's also stated that if he allow low-class men to oversee the rules and regulations in society, then he would fall from his position like a cow in a swamp. If you've seen a swamp and a cow fall into it, really, it cannot actually get out. So it's stated that if a king, he does not take his responsibility properly, and he allows low-class men to execute rules and regulations, then that is not good. So the position of the king is very, very essential. He investigates so many different cases. Non-payment of debt, selling of property without ownership, assault, theft, adultery, robbery and violence, non-payment of wages, bounty disputes, defamation, gambling, man and wife disputes, master and servant disputes, like that. He shows He shows compassion to the old, to the young, to the women, children, and so forth. The handicaps in society. See that they are wealthy. So the duty of the king is very much essential. Also, the scripture goes on to say that if you're living in a land where there is no king or no river, then you should run away from that place as fast as possible. That's how it's stated. So when the opposite happens, when a demonic king takes in charge, goes in charge, then society is in chaos. But maybe before I jump to the demonic leaders, I'd like to mention a few exalted kings that really upheld religious principles. And we have the ideal example of Maharaj Yudhishthira, Maharaj Parikshit. Lord Ramachandra himself was a king. Ranti Dev, Nahusha, Yayati, Pandu. These were all great kings, upheld religious principles. The citizens were happy. During the reign of Maharaj Yudhishthira, it stated that the land produced of its own accord. The cows would water the grass with so much milk flowing from their milk bag. The citizens were happy. Even the same thing with Lord Ramachandra. During Ramachandra's rule, everyone was happy. No one even died of untimely or anything like that. And then at the end, all the citizens went back to the spiritual world. So righteous was these personalities. Yayati, even though he had a little flaw with women, he preached Vedic Dharma. So it stated that throughout the state or the region, he allowed the Dharma to preach. But all these Vedic kings, they were called Aryan kings also, and all of them, they upheld Parinashram Dharma and see to it that it was spread all over the world. These kings were worldly kings. They were not only kings of just a small region, but they were kings throughout the world. And they make certain that Parinashram Dharma was upheld. So 5,000 years ago, the whole world was following the Parinashram Dharma. 5,000 years, the whole world was following the Parinashram Dharma. And then from then to now, I mean, like the last class I gave, I was explaining the degree of degradation. 5,000 years ago, cows were not killed. Kali was just beating a cow. And Kali and Parikshit was ready to kill him. But now, we have cows that are slaughtered by the millions all over the world. So look, for 5,000 years, look at the degree of degradation. I mean, we can calculate it. And then imagine how it would go forward. You see? So this is not an exaggeration, but this is how it is. And not only cow slaughtering, but animal slaughtering. Like one Prabhu was given statistics about how many animals were being slaughtered daily. You see, so the degradation is profuse. So, coming now to the demonic leader. So this Kali is posing as a king. He's posing as a Naradeva, an earthly god. And he wants to become king, but Parikshit caught him quickly. You see, Parikshit caught him quickly and he stopped him immediately. But Srimad Bhagavatam is saying that had he gotten the opportunity, then what would happen? It stated that there would be greed, there would be falsehood, robbery, incivility, treachery, misfortune, cheating, quarrel, vanity. Vanity, this word vanity is a special word. I think it comes from the word vena. Veda. Veda, Veda, Veda. Vain comes from the word vain, and then vanity comes from vain. You see? In the Bible, there is a verse that says, vanity, vanity, vanity. Everything is about vanity. Vanity, illusion. How it's been described here? Vanity, vain, conceit, emptiness, valueless. So if Kali were to become king, then these things would happen. But we know, of course, that Kali is ruling this age, and now all the leaders are breaking the religious principles or allowing these things to happen. But before I go to that, we could look at some of the past demonic kings. And Vena was number one. Vena was so vain that he would kill kids when he's playing with the kids. He would after he finished playing, he would just kill them and throw them on the tree or something. I mean, imagine how vicious he was. Then when he became king, because his father went to the forest, really disgusted with him, they said, well, a bad king is better than no king. Let us put this guy in. When he became king, he said, no, you Brahmins, don't tell me anything. Get away from here. You know, he would not take advice from no one. He said, I am God now. Just from the same philosophy that the Lord empowers the king with all these potency of the devil. So he turned that philosophy and says, now I am the God. I am superior to the devas and I am superior to Vishnu. You have to worship me. And so we know the story that the Brahmanas cursed him. Then there were Hiranyakasha and Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyaksha. Yeah, Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakasha. These two guys tried to bribe Lord Brahma or tried to trick him into getting some good boons. And they indeed got a lot of good boons. You know, they couldn't die in the day, in the night, by man or by animals, by demigods, by any weapons, indoor, outdoor, day, night, everything. So these demons thought that they were set there. I mean, this means we can't die. We're going to become God. No God, no one should worship God, though. They should worship us. And then we know the story that Hiranyaksha was killed by Lord Varaha. And then Hiranyakashipu was killed by Lord Narsingadeva. One time Hiranyakashipu was telling his son Prahlad, so tell me, boy, what have you learned in the school? You've been in school studying hard, really, about the demons and so on. What demonic principles you have learned? So Prahlad said, that swadumani asura varya dehinam sada samud vigna diyam asat graha hitvatma patam griham andakupam vanam gato yad darim asrayita darim asrayita. O best of the asuras, king of the demons. This is Prahlad saying, as far as I have learned from my spiritual master, any person who has accepted a temporary body and temporary household life is certainly embarrassed by anxiety because of having fallen in a dark well where there is no water but only suffering. One should give up this position and go to the forest. More so, one should go to Vrindavan, where only Krishna consciousness is prevalent, and should thus take shelter of the Supreme Lord. So this is what Prahlad is telling his demonic father. And then Hiranyakashipu say, what? What have you learned? What the teacher's name? Amargan, son?
Sandan Amargan.
Right. Sandan Amargan. So he said, take care of this boy here. He has been brainwashed. You know, this guy's not preaching right. This philosophy is for them no good guys there. We can't accept this philosophy. We have to accept the demonic philosophy. And so we know he tried to torture Prahlad in so many ways, so many different ways. And eventually, Lord Nrisimhadev came and killed him. Then we know of Ravana. Ravana was another powerful demon. He got lots of boons. I think he got some boons from Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma also. Got ten heads. And he was so audacious and so wicked. Actually, any woman he looks at and he likes that woman, she has to go by his palace. You're coming with me. Doesn't matter. Anyone, any lady that he likes, young, young, whatever, she has to go with him. He had actually raped the wife of Nalakubara Managriva. Vegavati, there was another, I don't remember if Vegavati was the wife of Nalakubara, but she had actually cursed that that if you touch another woman, then you would fall dead. And then I know the story of Sita. That's why he could not have molested Sita Devi, because he was forced, and he knew that. But then eventually, we know he was killed by Lord Ramachandra. Then we have Kamsa, another great demon. When he heard that he was going to die, he was killing all the little children, mercilessly, one by one. Then Lord Krishna would kill him. Then there was Shishupala and Dantabhakta, all the demons. And the Lord vanquished all of them. So we can look briefly, quickly at some of the Kali Yuga demons. We know of Hitler. We've heard of Hitler. He had killed millions of people, put them in concentration camp, killed them. People had to run everywhere, the Jews. Many have fled to Israel, different places. Hitler, then he had Stalin. Stalin was another dictator. Saddam Hussein. Fidel Castro. Idi Amin. And the great LFS Borner. Guru Prasad would know LFS Borner. And then you will hear about his atrocities. So these guys, when they take up power, they mercilessly kill everyone. Borner took power, LFS Borner, Lyndon Samson, Forbes Borner. He took up power in 1966 in Guyana. And he ruled for 20 years. Every 5 years he would rig the election. His followers would practice the choke and rob. That was a regular saying, Guyana. Choke and rob. They choke you and then they push your hand in your pocket and rob. Actually, one time they grabbed my dad. He said they grabbed him. The guys can grab him in the city. He went to purchase some stuff. And when they grab him, they choke him real hard, you know. But he said somehow he slipped his hand on his money. He had a lot of cash. And he slipped his hand on the cash. So when the guys pushed the hand in his pocket, because his hand went on his shirt or something and squeezed the cash, the guys then couldn't feel it. And so that was how they didn't get to take his cash. But they beat him up and stuff and left. But this was a daily activity in Guyana. In the night, they would break the houses, and then rape the women. If the men could just kill regularly, almost once a week or once a night or whatever, this would happen. Every house had to have grills, metal bars all over. These guys in the day would go around especially in the city. And if there's a house that doesn't have metal bars, they would go in the night, jump in the house, steal all the money and everything. That so degraded, so horrible. That was why half of the people in Guyana is abroad. They're in New York, Canada, and England. And Guyana just have not even a million people. Yeah. So that went on for so long. Idi Amin in Africa. He was in Uganda or something. Mercilessly slaughtered people for such a long time, took away their wealth and everything. So this kind of degradation, and especially the socialist leaders, they were even worse. Mao Zedong. He was a Chinese or Korean dictator, and he oppressed the people like anything else. So many of these, they said there is no need for religion. Religion is an opium for the people. No need for that. That is the socialist, all the socialist communist leaders. That's their philosophy. And they would stop religion. See? So we have to preach Krishna consciousness. So in the next, the part of the purport, Srila Prabhupada is saying that religious principles should be executed properly. And if that happens, then there is no need for one to change from Hindu to Muslim to Christian. Because they would follow the principles of religion. And the principles of religion is compassion, austerity, truthfulness, and cleanliness. These are the fundamental principles. And these principles are universal. And if they are upheld by all the religions, then there is no problem. When Bhishma was preaching to Yudhishthira, he says, just like an elephant, the hoof print of an elephant encompasses the footprint of all the other animals. The principle of non-violence and compassion encompasses all the other religious principles. It's the foremost of principles. He says, even in sacrifice, and by sacrifice people are being that one would get sinful reaction. And so it is not advised, it is not allowed. The only person that were allowed to eat meat were the Kshatriyas. Every other person were condemned. So religious principles, the principle of religion, is very important for us to spread and preach. Sometimes when I preach to the Christian, they say, yes, we agree with the principles, but our Bible says that you can eat meat, or the Muslim. They say that you can eat meat. I said that's true because you are on a neophyte stage. But as you advance, you have to give it up. Why? Because in the kingdom of God, there is no animal killing or there is no meat eating. So if you go there, what would you do there? If you are a meat eater, what would you do in the kingdom of God? As soon as you try to kill an animal, they would kick you out from the spiritual world. So it's, so that's not allowed. So best you start to practice here. Start to practice as you advance, practice no meat eating. So you can be accepted into the spiritual world. Okay? So these religious principles, they're important. And if we preach boldly, then it can be implemented within the world. For 10,000 years, this Sankirtan movement has to go on. And once we preach boldly and extensively, then it can be re-implemented back, and at least 10,000 years can be a little more peaceful. I'll stop here. Is there any comment or question or correction? Okay, Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Thank you for being so patient.